Welcome to the Hey Aaron podcast. I'm Aaron. After a long break, I've decided to do an episode. Let's get to it. All right, I'm going to talk about the Wizards. They won two of their last games, one against the Miami Heat and the other against the Charlotte Hornets, so two Southeast Division opponents. It's kind of a bad game, like at the close of the game for the Wizards because they blew an 8-point lead. Kuzma, I think he had like two turnovers and he single-handedly tried to blow the lead. Bilal Coulibaly finally is putting it together, but he got injured and his ankle, and Jimmy Butler missed a game-winning three-point attempt. But overall, the Wizards, they were able to hold on against Miami. I think everyone expected them to lose that game. I actually went to the game before or against the Orlando Magic. My friend Tim, the Wizards had a 21-point lead in that game and ended up blowing it. But they were positive signs, and that's probably a reason why the Wizards have been building momentum going forward. Jordan Poole has improved his play off the bench, even though he was minus 21 against Miami. so he didn't even play in crunch time until Bilal Coulibaly got injured, and then Jordan Poole managed to get minus 14 in the first half, and the Wizards were barely losing, and then he was only minus 21 for the game, and the Wizards did just enough to hold on and win. Denny's been playing a lot better. He's been attacking the rim. Kuzma, he's not shooting very efficiently, but he's filling up the stat sheet, and up until the closing couple minutes, he was attacking the rim. I think he needs to improve his three-point shot. His shot selections, he takes like these really crazy three-pointers sometimes, but if he can get in rhythm, then he's a lot better. But playing heavy minutes, and the Wizards also are playing without Marvin Bagley, and so they're playing super small. So they actually started Kyle Kuzma at center, and Corey Kispert started at small forward, and Denny played power forward. Even though they have a they do have a good backup center, but Daniel Gafford, since he's been traded, the Wizards have been a lot smaller, especially with Bagley injured. And Bagley is not experiencing these couple of wins as an active member. So he might have one of the worst records for a player of all time because the Wizards had lost 16 straight, and he only missed a good portion of those games, and he was part of the longest losing streak with the Detroit Pistons. So overall, the Wizards are, they need, like, Bagley is maybe they're better without him, but it's also probably there have been new rule changes. There have been less free throws over the last 8 or 9 games. And maybe that's why the Wizards have been a lot more competitive. They took the Lakers to overtime. Jordan Poole missed a crazily bad shot off the backboard and didn't hit the rim. But the Wizards, they're finally, I guess they finally broke double-digit wins. Detroit, I believe they got a win against Charlotte tonight. So it's not looking like the Wizards will retain the second worst record in the league. They'll go back to being the worst team, but it really doesn't matter because the bottom four teams in the league have the same lottery odds. So overall, the Wizards, they look like they're gonna be locked into a top four spot. Probably looking forward to the tournament next week. Starts in, I believe, Monday and Tuesday of next week. And the Wizards, this is not supposed to be a strong draft for them, but they did get Coulibaly, and people are ranking him maybe not like as a really top-rated prospect, but he is only 19 years old. Maybe the Wizards should have taken Cam Whitmore over Bilal, but I saw somebody did a redraft of the top 20, and they had Coulibaly at number 14. I think he's a little bit better than that, but guys like Pozemski, like if Coulibaly was on the Warrior, maybe he would look a lot better, and Pozemski wouldn't look that good playing in Washington. But you'll never know. These are just hypotheticals. And it'll be interesting to see if Koulibaly can add some offensive game to his, because he's kind of raw and it doesn't look like he can attack the basket at will, or he just basically spots up for threes and gets cuts for dunks. But at least he's getting double-digit points. He's better than Johnny Davis. Johnny Davis actually had double-digit points to the game I went to against Orlando, but he's been kind of MIA. But I guess he's playing a little bit better, which is hard to play much worse than he did. So we'll see what the Wizards do going forward. And like Denny, he's taken big steps forward. Corey Kispert actually knocked down 50% of his threes, and that'll probably be the key if the Wizards are gonna knock up a couple more wins, because they played the Bulls, the Grizzlies, and so those are a couple teams that they could beat, but wouldn't be surprised if they go back to losing. And we'll close out by just saying that the Wizards are the hottest team in the Eastern Conference with their 2-game winning streak, given that only one other no other teams have more than a 1-game winning streak in the Eastern Conference, which is a bit surprising. And yeah, so we'll see what happens with the Wizards going forward. And let's just talk about the Commanders briefly. They just signed Austin Ekeler. He's had over 8,000 yards since 2017, from rushing, receiving. So it's a good signing. And overall, he's been either the top, one of the top two or three running backs in the league. He's a little bit injury prone. He's getting older, but the Commanders got him at a steal at $11 million for 2 years, which is a complete bargain. Even if he's getting a little bit older, like he's in his late 20s, I believe. But overall, good pickup for Washington because they needed a change of pace back with Brian Robinson. Now they just need to address that offensive line, perhaps in the draft, or maybe they will make another move in free agency. And to close out, just talk about interested to see what John Wall's podcast is like. I don't think it's going to be that entertaining in the short term, but maybe he can have some interesting stuff to talk about the Wizards and how things went down. But overall, even there are just a lot of player podcasts. Like there's Gilbert Arenas, Paul George, Draymond Green. Those are two active players. Robert Horry goes on and on. Maybe Jordan Poole will have a podcast one day, but probably not. Oh, and my new favorite podcast is probably just the Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart podcast. They've actually got Mikal Bridges, Dante DiVincenzo, and Ben Stiller as guests, and it's a good dynamic between the two of them. So it's interesting to see some good new podcasts, but the John Wall podcast, I don't, that's kind of funny because there's a rivalry between my friends between Gilbert Arenas and John Wall, but they're pretty friendly, and Arenas actually gives Wall training tips, like maybe Wall needs to improve his jumper, but I think maybe he's calling it a day by coming out with this podcast as far as his NBA career, even though he hasn't officially retired. But it looks like maybe teams have moved on because John Wall, even though he's a good passing point guard, I think he was shooting a little bit too much, especially with the Clippers, and that team was pretty stacked with Leonard and Paul George, and even Russell Westbrook was able to fit in seamlessly with the Clippers as a backup. So it just looks like Wall's time is done, and he trashed the Houston Rockets. Yeah, that's about it for John Wall. And yeah, and then final note, let's just talk about the Caps briefly. Just Kuznetsov, who had the most, I believe he had tied for the most points in that 2018 Capitals run, but the Caps traded him to Carolina after they tried to waive him because he's had a drug problem in the past. So it'll be interesting to see if Kuznetsov can do well with his fellow teammate Orlov from the Caps team. But I believe there are only five players from the Caps team on the roster that won in 2018. So the Caps are kind of changing their guard, even though they're still competing for a playoff spot, but not where they want to be, because if the season ended today, they would be knocked out. And I believe they're losing this game right now. At least that's what the chat told me. So, yeah, it looks like the Caps will probably be not in the playoffs, but they do have lot of young players playing for the team right now from the Hershey Bears. So they're getting some good experience. So maybe Ovechkin says he's going to retire in a couple years, but maybe. And he said he was willing to retire even if he didn't break the goal record. But if the Caps can have a playoff roster around him, maybe they can keep it together for Ovechkin. But it looks like Backstrom, he's possibly ending the end of his retirement. And Wilson and Carlson are, I guess, the key vets on the team that are left from the team. And Oshie, he's probably got a year or two left, but he's probably on his way out as well. So it looks like the Caps rebuild will start. Yeah, and I think that's about it. And maybe next time we'll talk more about Ted Leonsis and his lack of ability to move the team to from DC to Virginia and more of that. So thanks for tuning into the Hey Aaron podcast. Signing out.